Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Well, welcome everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today my guest is Heather Pierce Campbell, and I'm very excited to have Heather here. I'm going to introduce her in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with me on the show. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent, and you won't be disappointed today. Now, I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are rather than what you do. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You love helping others live their dream too. And perhaps that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. If this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this will be another great show with insights to help you on your entrepreneur journey. Now, please make sure that you check out the show page before you leave. There's always a gift for you there, as well as links to my guest, and she has a free gift for you as well as my information and ways to connect with me. Now, maybe you have a message to share. I always love having guests on the show. I love meeting new people. So reach out to me if you or you know someone who would love to be a guest on the show. And if you want to reach people across the world, this might be the place to be able to do that. So I look forward to hearing from you. Now let me introduce my guest for today, Heather Pierce Campbell. As an attorney and legal coach, Heather Pierce Campbell, otherwise known as the Legal Website Warrior, is fiercely committed to protecting world-changing entrepreneurs and small businesses. She advises her clients on a variety of issues that confront modern businesses. This includes cybersecurity, protecting their online content, services, and intellectual property, as well as implementing proper contracts to protect their work and their relationship with clients, in addition to asset and risk management. Heather is a lifelong entrepreneur herself. She's a mom to a 6-year-old tornado and a newborn, and a wife to a biochemist. She hoards information, paper, and books while secretly dreaming of becoming a minimalist. And she relishes a rare occasional night with her hubby when the kiddos are miraculously asleep and she can soak up HGTV without guilt. Join me now in welcoming Heather to the show. Well, welcome, Heather. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. And I know you're a busy person. Thank you so much time for sharing with us here on The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Oh, Bonnie, it's so good to be here and connect with you.
Yeah, I'm contrary to what many people might think, I'm really excited to talk about this because some people just don't like it to talk about, you know, legal stuff and all of that, especially entrepreneurs. And I know that I read a little bit about people in their bio, but there's always more to the story, right?
Absolutely.
A little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today, talking about entrepreneurs and legal stuff and all of that.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for the chance to speak with you and your audience. I'm excited to be here. And you're right that legal for a lot of people, I always joke it's up there, you know, with dentistry and talking about taxes and things that people generally want to ignore. But my goal really is to help it be more interesting and easier to consume than what it typically feels like. And so hopefully we can do that through this conversation. But what brought me to be doing this, and I know you and I chatted briefly ahead of time, but essentially I've got two businesses, right? I've been an attorney for 16 years here in Seattle, Washington, practicing law. I would say in the traditional way, but I'm not very traditional, so I won't say that. But I do have a quote-unquote traditional legal practice here in Seattle. And then I started a handful of years ago the Legal Website Warrior business, right? And that's how you and I connected, is through LinkedIn and really through that business, which is a significant portion of my online efforts. And that business started because in my work as an attorney, I saw firsthand for years, and my work, by the way, has been in business and real estate, primarily those two areas. And I saw through my business work how underserved a certain, like, really tremendous segment, and I say tremendous in the things that that are accomplished and the things that people are up to in this space in the business world, but I saw how underserved a particular niche of the business world was, and that's this niche that I now serve through this secondary business, the Legal Website Warrior, right? And this space that we're talking about is made up of what I call information entrepreneurs, consultants, coaches, online educators, speakers, authors. This includes podcasters, really anybody whose business model is based around delivering information in a variety of ways. It's a space that I personally enjoy. It's a space that I know a lot about. I've served many, many people in that space. And, you know, I'm on a mission as the Legal Website Warrior to break what I call the black box legal model. The traditional legal model really operates like a black box. People, and particularly people in this niche of business, they do not start out in business like a traditional brick and mortar business owner does, right? They don't have a budget and a business plan and legal financing and, you know, a plan to, like, cross all their T's and dot their I's. Typically, people who are in the space that we're talking about, they get there more in this kind of circuitous, like, sideways route, if you will, because they've developed their expertise usually, you know, in some way, maybe through a previous career, maybe a previous business, maybe working on the inside of somebody else's business, or just through life experience. They have this expertise. They begin to share it in the world in a variety of ways. And pretty soon, they look at themselves and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm kind of running a business. Like, I'm doing all of this stuff. I've written articles. Maybe I've written a book. I'm speaking now. You know, I'm serving clients. And what they realize is they haven't gone through all of the steps of, like, actually properly setting up a business, addressing their contract needs, you know, doing an intellectual property assessment. All of these things that a typical brick and mortar business or a more traditional business would have done. So that said, I saw this gap in the marketplace. I love the world of business. And I, anybody who knows me for long will hear this from me, but I am, you know, my massive commitment is to help people in this space be better, more strategic leaders of their business through legal education and legal support. My belief is that if we can all do work that we love and be successful at it, the world is a better place versus all of us just having to show up to a job every day, right? We're more successful, we can support our families, ourselves, we can give back to our community. Like, everybody wins when entrepreneurs who are doing what they love are successful. So I'm on a mission to support people who have traditionally not been well served by the traditional legal market, and doing that just through what I call a new law model. So that's what I'm up to. I'm, you know, part of that process of creating that second business, the Legal Website Warrior business, was also because as a mom, I wanted to be in business differently. I wanted to serve more people and support more people in business with the skills and the knowledge that I had, and needed to find a way and an outlet to do that as well.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm so glad that you are doing this, because you're right. I think entrepreneurs are underserved in that way. And I don't know, maybe you come across people like this as well, but the people that I work with are kind of like timid and don't want to approach attorneys or accountants or talk about taxes or those kinds of things. It's like, if I just don't pay attention to it, it's going to be okay. And it's not always going to be okay. I mean, we have all this, you know, intellectual property that we develop and create, and yes, there's got to be that protection as well. So what are some of the basic protections that entrepreneurs need? Like, if somebody was coming to you and they were just going to start, where do you start with them?
Absolutely. So there are a couple things. I've got a framework that I present that, you know, would take up more time than we have here, but I'll cover a couple of those buckets. It's basically like a five, what I call the five bucket framework. And it's a framework that I walk through that helps people understand essentially the structure, like a visual for the protections that they need to be considering for their business. And people can draw different resources from different buckets depending on what they're up to in their business. But one of the foundational buckets, right, the very first one that I address with people is business structure. So the first bucket, because, you know, my goal for anybody being in business is that they are successful enough that they have to have a plan for separating out business liability from personal assets, right? Mm-hmm. And my clients, my goal for them is their success. And so business structure is an important part of that. People often, especially in this space, think, well, you know, I'm doing this thing that's based around consulting or coaching or delivering information in some format. It's not that risky, right? So there's all these ways that clients, that my clients will think that like some of the regular business rules don't apply to them. And part of my job is to let them know why a basic business structure is essential. So for anybody that has personal assets or who is in a community property state and married to somebody else who has assets, whether that's an income stream, whether that's, you know, a house or personal property or vehicles or, you know, savings account or 401k, you know, the whole list. Like if you're a person that has assets or developing personal assets, and I hope you are, you really need to figure out that first step of separating business liability from your personal assets. And what that means is if you're a sole proprietor, which a lot of people are in this space, meaning that you haven't gone to the effort of, for example, setting up an LLC or, you know, for people that have certain plans for business, a C-Corp might be appropriate, or setting up one of those structures and then making a tax election as an S-Corp. There's a variety of ways you can do it depending on what your long-term strategy is, or short-term or long-term strategy. But if you don't take any step as a sole proprietor from the, you know, from a legal perspective, from the IRS's perspective, from any governmental perspective, you and your business are one and the same, right? So even if you get a DBA, some people think, well, I have a business license, I have a DBA, or I've registered a business name with the state. It's not the same. If you haven't set up a business structure that essentially contains your business, you're not really truthfully separating out any liability at all. So that's bucket number one, right? And I would want everybody to reassess if they don't yet have that set up for themselves, reassess where they are, make that a priority. Because the other thing that happens once people who have, you know, what I tell people is if you're just dabbling in what you do, you're probably going to just continue to dabble. If you are committed and this is truly what you want to do in the world, right, setting up a business structure takes people, even just from a mental perspective, into like a higher level of commitment, and they see more success. So it's just the case that when you treat your business like a business and you treat yourself and your work more professionally, your clients do as well. So that's number one, right? Assessing your business structure, whether you have it set up, whether you have it set up properly. And there's various components of that. But the second basic thing that I want people to consider, and the way that I describe it is, you know, for any exchange of value in your business, right? So whether you're serving clients, whether you have a vendor relationship, whether you're creating joint venture relationships with, you know, potential like business project partners. And I say business project, meaning like a short-term project with somebody, you know, in your industry or something. You need agreements for each of those exchanges of value that you are doing in your business. And, you know, why is that? Let's talk about that for a minute. Because a lot of people do business on a handshake and it works out just fine. And that's okay.
I know that always floors me that there are people, even some brick and mortar people, you know, businesses that I know, and of course I live in a small area, still do that. And it's like, how can you do that? I'm sorry to interrupt, but that is so critical. And it's amazing to me the people who still do that.
Oh, absolutely. And the challenge that this industry faces, why I am such a huge proponent of contracts to cover every portion of your work, is because, so from a statistical perspective, so small business owners, which are any businesses that make $3 million or a year per year or less, right? Small business owners and entrepreneurs massively across the board undervalue their intellectual property. Mm-hmm. Right? They think it belongs to companies like Starbucks or Nike or whatever. They think like that's a big company problem, not a small business problem. And yet in this space, what are people creating and selling every day of their lives? Intellectual property. Yeah. Their intellectual property. So it's not a small thing. It is the thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and it can be as much as 80 to 90% of any company's valuation, right? Including a small business. So one, people have that problem in this industry is not thinking that their intellectual property, well, first of all, not knowing what intellectual property is, or not thinking that what they're doing is sufficient to constitute intellectual property that's worth protecting, right? So I'm here to change that belief as well. If you are selling workshops, if you are selling coaching or consulting, if you are, even if you're giving it away for free, there's still an exchange of value going on, meaning that maybe you're capturing somebody into your online database, right? And you're giving away a lead magnet. People in this space should probably know what that means. But that typically could have like a framework that you've developed or a 10-step process or something, right? That's intellectual property. Mm-hmm. You should probably have a good set of legal terms on your website to cover that. Make sure that people know your business is protected, right? If you are gathering somebody's personal information in order to give that away, again, that's an exchange. There's rules in place, regulations that require you to have a privacy policy if you are gathering somebody's information, right? So all of these things, each time you have an exchange of value in your business, there's probably a legal document that you need in place to, for lack of a better phrase, cross your T's and dot your I's in regards to that exchange. Protect your intellectual property, have your appropriate disclaimers in place, right? What does a disclaimer do? I tell people, you can always know how you're delivering information and know why you're delivering it and what you want people to do, what you want people to do with it when they receive it. But guess what? You don't actually get to control what they do with it when they receive it. That's what a disclaimer is there for, right? Letting them know what they can't do with it, you know, what their expectations shouldn't include, making sure that if you're giving advice or information that they know, you know, for example, all of the typical stuff, you know, you're not a medical professional or a whatever, you know, an investment advisor, whatever it is that you're doing, you need to have disclaimers in place so that people don't make false assumptions about the information that they're receiving and rely on it in a way that they shouldn't be relying on it. So those are two really primary buckets in this space that we're talking about. And people often end up learning those lessons the hard way, right? They do something online or sell something online or get their first chargeback request where a credit card company comes to them and they don't have terms in place to cover that sale. And maybe it was a decent sale. Maybe it was their first, you know, $2,000 client or something. And suddenly they're having to be dragged into this process of fighting a chargeback request, which can cost small business owners up to 3 times the amount of initial charge in fees and time and lost value. So it's, there's various ways that people in the information world have exchanges of value, but I invite everybody to start looking at their business from that framework and understanding at each step, you should be reconsidering whether or not you have a specific legal need in regards to that thing, right? Mm-hmm. So interactions with customers, interactions with JV partners, with vendors, if you hire support staff, even temporary, a VA or a personal assistant or whatever, do you have an agreement in place for that? Are the terms really clear, right? Is your intellectual property protected? Are your proprietary systems protected? So that second bucket, mm-hmm. right? The first bucket is business structures. That second bucket is business contracts. And that's a lot of what I teach on. It's a lot of what I provide through my work.
Now, a question that I hear all the time is, now, for all these things that I need, do I need to see an attorney? Do I need to, you know, pay $10 an hour or whatever, or go sit in somebody I don't even know, but do I need to go that far? Or are there things that I can do by myself?
Mm-hmm. Great question. Yeah. Great question. So, building on what I already said about the black box legal model, right? And I've said for years, and I speak actually, by the way, at industry events to other attorneys on this topic. And I say, our legal model is broken. And, you know, and a lot of people have known this for a long time, actually. This is not a surprise. Our legal model is broken when we have whole segments of industries, whole segments of consumers of legal services that can't get their legal needs met, right? This includes actually a significant portion of small business owners. So, yes, the answer to that question, Bonnie, and it's a great question, is that yes, there are other ways at times to get your legal needs met. And what I try to help people do is understand what the marketplace looks like, right? So one of the things that that I describe for people as a visual is, imagine looking at a big white canvas, and it's the legal marketplace. On the left side, clear to the left, you've got suppliers that I call like big box vendor models, right? Big box kind of blank forms. I mean, people know who I'm talking about. You've got certain databases like that online that target literally the entire, you know, the entire market. There's no custom service. There's, you know, when somebody downloads a template from a provider like that, I mean, what level of confidence do you think that they have that it actually applies to them or their scenario?
Yeah. And do you find that, I mean, I see this in some of the clients that I work with, that somebody will download a template and just use the template without changing anything and making it really pertained to what they're doing.
Yes, that's part of the problem. People are intimidated by legal forms. They're intimidated, including by templates. So they do that. They take like a blank template form, right, and just use that, not knowing how to change it, right, because who's qualified to know what to do with it unless they have some experience. Or they borrow one from a friend, or they borrow one from some other online location, and I use the term borrow, you know, loosely. We have a massive problem with people just taking information online, and that's one of the things that I have to deal with. It's helping people understand and, you know, correct some of those scenarios on behalf of my clients where their information just gets taken. So even terms, like even lifting terms off of somebody else's website, is copyright infringement, right? So helping people understand that, yes, you have options like that clear over on the left. And then, you know, from my perspective, there's a really wide gap between that and then custom one-on-one legal work clear over here to the right, where you're paying usually a pretty high hourly rate, right? And getting custom legal help for every one of your legal needs. Like, most small businesses can't afford that. So, Bonnie, to answer your question, the reason that I developed the Legal Website Warrior business is because of that vast white space in the middle. And so I have positioned myself intentionally in that space to be a boutique provider of legal support for businesses in the industry that we're talking about, by way of creating tools, templates, and education that are specific to this niche, right? It's a little bit like kind of and crowdfunding is not the right term either, but providing a really tailored product to a specific niche of people in business that is specific enough to be a really strong starting point, but also gives them enough leeway to allow them to grow, allow them to, so the templates and bundles that I offer, for example, somebody could take to a local attorney if they had particular questions about them and get certain changes made, right? I can provide strategic coaching on certain things inside some of those businesses, but they're meant to be, you know, documents that are supportive enough of businesses in this space that even without additional legal help, they are like 1,000 times better than having nothing or using a blank template form that is just targeting, you know, the whole world of business. So that said, right? There's myself in that middle of the big wide market. You know, I don't know how many other providers, I mean, there are definitely other attorneys that are attempting new law models. You know, the trick is finding somebody who knows your business, right? But there's a big wide world of business. And I can't tell you the number of times I've spoken with people who said, well, I consulted with an attorney, but once I explained what I actually do, they didn't seem to be able to help me, like with my online business, or understand really what my marketing efforts were like. You know, there was just like a disconnect happening. And that, I've heard that time and time again from entrepreneurs in this space that we're talking about.
The I can relate to that. I mean, we had that situation as well with both that and insurance.
Yeah.
You know, getting protection, the whole liability thing and all of that, and, you know, insurance and all that. So it's, that's so awesome that you're meeting this need, because I think there is such a wide space there. And, you know, there's, we could talk about this all day, and I know you don't have time to talk about this all day, and the show is going to have to come out at some point, but it's so interesting. And I know that people are going to want more of you, but before we get to that, if there was like one thing, just the biggest thing that you really want people to take away from our conversation today, some of the things that you've talked about, maybe it's something you haven't even been able to touch on yet. What's the biggest thing that you think people need to know to protect themselves as they're starting out or continuing in their business?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the biggest takeaways I would love to leave with people is really just around making a mental shift, or actually around the concept of legal or anything actually that feels hard in business. So what I find fascinating about entrepreneurs is that, like, and I joke, right? Entrepreneurs are the rare breed that avoid working a 40-hour week.
So that they can work 80 hours.
Right? And it's really true. For anybody who is in that world, they understand the truth of that statement. But, and all I mean to say is that entrepreneurs are willing to work hard, usually. Like, they are not afraid of a little elbow grease, right? Getting in, learning something new, trying different things. It takes a lot of courage to be an entrepreneur. And yet, when it comes to things like legal, people can just like turn off their brains and shut down. I would say, like, approach legal like just one other, you know, business thing, business aspect of business that you have to learn. You actually cannot be a modern day business person and not have some essential legal knowledge. So just consider it one more category of information where a little of the right information goes a long way, and put like the gumption and the stick-to-itness that people in this industry already have, put it to work for you in one more way in your business, because just that change in attitude will help you learn the right things at the right time, plug in the right tools, versus being a person who just, you know, like keeps it like some yucky thing in the back of their closet. You know what I mean?
And it'll go away.
Hoping it'll go away. And then they end up a few years into business and somebody's ripped off their intellectual property or stolen their signature title or whatever, right? So that's what I don't want for people, is to think that they can avoid legal, because if you are planning for long-term success in your business, legal is an essential part of that. So just understand you've got what it takes to dig in, and also understand that there are resources to help you learn what you need to learn, which, like I said, a little information in the right areas goes a long way. And that's what I'm committed to providing for people in the space of legal support.
Awesome. Well, I know that people are going to want more of you, Heather. I mean, you have so much knowledge, so much information, and I can feel your passion in sharing this information. So I know that people are going to want more of you. So tell us about, you know, how they can connect with you, your services. I know that you have an awesome gift that you're offering to our listeners. And how can people get more of Heather Pierce Campbell?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm pretty easy to find, especially under my legal website, Warrior name. And so it's just legalwebsitewarrior.com. They can find me online. You and I connected through LinkedIn. LinkedIn has been a really great place for me in business. I'd highly recommend people be on there if you are business to business at all. I love the people that I've met through LinkedIn, and it's a place where a lot of business is happening. So I always invite people to connect with me on LinkedIn, and it's just my name, Heather Pierce Campbell, and Pierce is P-E-A-R-C-E. It's the more unusual spelling of Pierce. And then, of course, I can be found the other places as well, you know, Facebook, etc. But I really spend the most time behind email and on LinkedIn and otherwise, you know, serving my clients. So if people actually want to contact me via email, that's great too. It's info@legalwebsitewarrior.com. So I'm open to that as well.
Awesome. And then when you're not doing that, you're taking care of your, because you have one child?
That's right. No, I've got two kids. I've got a little boy who's six and a baby girl who just turned one.
Oh, and you have a baby girl too. So you are busy. That's why, you know. That's why you're so busy and why you wanted to spend more time. Maybe you can do more of this at home.
Perfect. Yeah, no, absolutely. I've run my business. I used to be downtown Seattle, but I run my business from home for a number of years now.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. And I know that you are busy. So thank you so much for sharing with us on The Holistic Entrepreneur.
Oh, you're so welcome. Great to connect with you, Bonnie, and very happy to know you and appreciate the chance to be on here and talking with your audience.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.